Christ our Savior did you sue for loving favor as a shield today.
Let's sing that verse again.
Oh, ere you left your room this morning, dark and dreary. Just don't forget to pray. And when you met with great temptation, did you think to pray? And by His dying love and dark and dreary, just don't forget to pray. And when your heart is filled with anger, did you think to pray? And did you plead for grace, my brother? To God's unchanging hand. Just hold to God's unchanging hand.
Oh, build your hopes on things eternal.
Trust in Him who will not leave you. Oh, whatsoever years may bring, and if by earthly friends for sake, still
God's unchanging hand. Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. Hope to God's unchanging.
How thankful we are to God, or He sent us a guide to show us the way. Or did we be lost in that wilderness? No way out, no way to get home, but He gave us a guide. He gave us a wire to hold on to. It'll take us straight to the throne of Almighty God. But we must stay behind the Word. Stay behind that guide, and He'll guide us the whole way. For He knows every inch of the way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How thankful we are to hold on to your unchanging hand. Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us, Lord. We thank you for this message, Lord. We thank you for the messenger, Lord. Father, we thank you that He yielded Himself to become, that you could speak through him, Lord, to be our guide, Lord. To show us every inch of the way, Lord Jesus. Father, you give us a provided way, Lord. And we hold on to that wire, Lord, and it'll take us straight to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for, Father, your predestinated seed that you chose before the foundation of the world. A group, Lord, that would stay with that word, stay behind your God, Lord, and believe it with everything that's in their heart, Lord. Father, we know that there's only one thing that can unite this bride, Lord, and that's this message. You will bring us together in one heart, one mind, and one accord, Lord. Father, you're calling out of your bride, Lord, with the scream of your eagle, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we want to invite you to come and to be with us tonight. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, for the walk that we've had this evening, Lord. As we walk down that path, Lord, and you talk to us along the way, Lord. Truly, our hearts burn within us each time that we hear the word. Lord, when we're down, when we're depressed, when we're scared, when we're nervous, Lord, we can just press play, Lord, and it just all just melts away, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've done that for us. For truly, as your prophet told us, that was the true communion, Lord, is the communion with you, Lord. Communion with you daily, Lord. Father, we want to prepare ourselves, Lord, for your soon coming. Father, if there's anything that stands in our way, Lord, we're here standing before you with angels all around and holy grounds, Lord, sitting together in heavenly places to ask you, Lord, forgive us of our sins, forgive us of our shortcomings, forgive us of our failures, Lord. Forgive us of everything that we've done, Lord. Help us with the sin that so easily besets us, Lord. We're so human sometimes, Lord. But thank the Lord, that blood, Lord. It sits there on that throne at Calvary, Lord Jesus, and it atones for us, Lord. And all you see is perfection. Perfection, Lord. Because you said, be ye therefore perfect. Father, only because of that blood. And Lord, may our minds go back to Calvary now, Lord Jesus, that you made it all possible for us, Lord. Father, by your broken body, by your stripes that was on you, Lord, they were broken for me. Those stripes were for me. You bled for me. You died for me, Lord. Father, may our minds remember that now, Lord Jesus, as we come to the table, Lord, and think of you, how much that we love you. May it never become common or a ritual, Lord. May it be so precious to us, Lord. Thank you again for this word, Lord, what it does for us, Lord. It's everything to us, Lord. It's more than life to us, Lord. We thank you for the revelation that you give to us, that you called us out in this dying generation. We know we're at the end. It won't be much longer, Lord. We'll hear that voice. We'll hear that voice that we're used to, Lord. And say, behold. Father, we'll know. We're tuned to that voice, Lord. And when it cries out, behold the Lamb of God, we'll know it, Lord. And it'll point us to you, Lord. And we'll spend eternity together. We love you and we thank you, Lord. Be with us now. As we turn the remainder of this service over to you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. You may be seated. As I turn the service back over to God's prophet and messenger, Brother Branham, God bless you.
Now let us read the scripture just as St. Paul exhorts us here in the book of St. John. Yeah, I beg your pardon. In the book of 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 23rd verse. For I have received of the Lord, which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. Wish I had time to speak that a little bit. The same night that he was betrayed, you see, he took bread. And when you give thanks, you break it. Says, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup, and when he supped, saying, this cup is of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Yeah, bring that a point. When we are judged by the Word, which is Christ, we're chastened. If we're doing wrong, we're not living up to this Word, we're chastened of the Lord. And when the Lord chastens us, that means corrects us. That we should not be condemned with the world. We are not of the world. We are different from the world, live a different life, a separated life. We're never to live the life of the world and be a Christian. We're to live an outstanding life, a different life. Not, I don't mean in some social rank, but I mean we're to live a life of genuine holiness.
Amen.
That the fruits of the Spirit might be seen in us, of meekness and gentleness and patience, long-suffering, faith, the fruit of the Spirit. But for when we hear these things, then we know we're chastened of the Lord that we don't do them. Then we're condemned. And if we have no condemnation within us that we're living above that thing by the grace of God, then we're not condemned of the world, but we're living above the things of the world.
Amen.
Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for the other. And if any man hungry, let him eat at home, that ye be not come together unto condemnation, and the rest I will set in order when I come. We've always made great exhortations on this, that when we come together, even though that we can see nothing, there might be something in somebody else that we noticed that wasn't right. When you come together to eat this communion, wait on one another. Pray for one another. Pray that we always make it this. I pray for you. That if there's some sin in you, that some unrighteous deed or something you've done as a believer, I pray that God will take it out of you. That he'll forgive you for it. And you pray for me. That if there's something that I've done, that I don't know just about, if I've done it and know that it's wrong, I'll confess it right now. I'm fixing it because he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. The discernment of knowing that you are the Lord's body, you can't discern it. In wickedness and sin, we've got to be above that. That we discern that the Lord is righteous, and we discern that he's our propitiation, that all of our sins we confess. And we believe in him and waiting upon his atonement to cleanse us from all of our iniquity. Then we're discerning the Lord's body, of what it's discernment, of what it's for. And then discerning again that in among us as the Lord's bride's body, let's discern if there's anything wrong with us in here that would hinder the gospel from growing, or the Lord from presenting us before God as a chaste virgin. Let's discern that out right now and find out the wrong. Let's confess it. Let's say, Lord, I'm sorry about that. So therefore, there might be something that we've done, you've done, something I've done. It might not be consciously right now. Let's ask God to forgive us, Lord.
Yeah.
We used to sing a song here. Forgive the sins I have confessed to thee. Forgive the secret sins, see, that they don't even know anything about. The unknown sins. We pray God forgive us. Now it said when you come together, tarry one for the other, and that really would be like just tarry one with the other. Tarry means to wait on each other. Let's do that now. I'll pray for you. If you know anything that you've done wrong, say, God, forgive me. I didn't mean that. And if you help me from this night on, I won't do it again. I mean it, Lord. I won't do it again. If you just forgive me. And upon my confession, I believe you have forgiven me. I go to take the body of Christ, feeling in my heart that you forgive me for all my sins.
Amen.
I pray then for your secret sins. You pray for mine, that maybe something we don't know about, that we won't come together condemned with the world. We don't want the world in here. This little spot of people that God has given us to worship with here. We want to keep ourselves clean from selfishness. Keep our things, our sins, our lives clean from all the things of the world that we've been spotted with that. We want to be ready for the rapture.
Amen.
So let us pray now silently for one another just a moment. You pray for me as I pray for you.
When this body was broken, that he was wounded for our transgressions,
He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. That's why we take this broken bread tonight. God bless the believers and sanctify this kosher bread to be the representation of the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says, in like manner, he took the cup, and when he took, said, take and drink, this is the cup of the New Testament. As often as you do this, you show forth the Lord's death till he comes. So I hold in my hand tonight this wine, made from the life of grace. It's been brought together here to represent the blood of Jesus Christ. There's never a time yet that I've ever picked up the communion tree, but I just look in there and see my sins gone. I see if it hadn't been for that, what would we be? I think of in there where a sick man lay dying there in the hospital, me. And it's through his stripes I was healed. May the God of heaven bless this wine for its intended use. Lord Jesus, we present to you this grape juice, wine taken from the blood of the grape to represent the blood of Jesus Christ. May as we receive it, Father, may sickness depart from us. May sin's desire be taken from us. May we live such holy, consecrated life after this, that man will see the reflection of Jesus Christ in us, and that our walk in life would be worthy of the gospel that we believe. Grant it, Father, and sanctify this wine now for its intended use. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
This that remains will be burnt before the dawn of a new day.
Supper being ended, the devil now hath put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God and he went to God, he rises from the supper and laid aside his garment, took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he unto Simon Peter. Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Lord, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean ever with. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and had sat down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you.
May we just bow our heads. Truly, how beautiful it is to see God's children come up to the communion table, and you come with your family, stand here and partake of the Lord's Supper. Truly, it has to make Papa God so proud of you. I'm going to ask our brother Peter Dirksen if you'd come, please, dismiss us for foot washing service.
Just bow. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, what a privilege it is to stand here in this place with this people, Lord. And Father, to have come and partook of your supper which you bid us to come to, Father. And Lord, as I just think back, and Lord, how I've longed to for months now, just couldn't wait to get here and be a part of this service, Lord. And Father, how we love the stream and all that we get from it and receive from it, Lord. But there's just something about coming here and gathering here, Lord, that just makes it a little extra special, Father. And Lord, you said that when we took this supper, Lord, to do it in remembrance of you. And Lord, if we look at our lives, Father, all I can see in my life is mistakes and failures. But Lord, you said, remember you. And Lord, what you did for us, Father. Lord, that we're not coming here because of our deeds, but Lord, because of what you did. And so, Father, tonight, we remember that there was a blood that was shed on our behalf, Lord. And Father, I believe with all my heart, Lord, that this communion supper is special for that bride, Lord. Father, that it's a preparation that, Lord, you said that one day you would drink it anew with us in that kingdom. And Lord, we recognize that one of these days, it'll be the last time here on earth that we partake of this communion supper, and the next time we'll be with you. Father, my heart longed, let this be that one, Lord. Let this be that group, Lord, that this be that final time, and the next time is with you in glory, Lord. And Father, how we long for that day, Lord. Father, when our eyes shall see what our heart sees every time we listen to a tape, Lord. Father, that, Lord, as we hear that noise of that water spout, and it just starts, stirs it deep within us, Lord, looking for and longing, Father, for that which we come from, Lord. And Father, it's for you, Lord, that we long for. And we're looking forward to that day. God, I pray now that as we go to partake of the foot washing, Lord, God, may we remember that it's just in symbol, Lord, of what we're to do for one another, to serve one another day in and day out, Lord, as you served us, Father. Lord, let it be so. Father, I pray that your blessings go upon each and every one, Lord. Father, may they have received all that you have for them here in this night, Lord, as they took of the cup and received their healing, Lord. And God, just whatever they have need of, may they receive it. And Lord, how we love that word. Father, just to realize that, Lord, there is a guide. Father, you didn't ask us to go this way alone, Lord, but you sent a guide for us. And Father, that there is a true word that we can hold on to, Lord. Father, there is a way provided. And God, I just thank you for that, Lord Jesus. And Father, I pray that none may miss what you're doing in this, our day, Lord. Not a generation before, but God, this generation, even now, Lord, as you speak to us through your word, Lord. Grant it, Father. Pray that you would bless our brother Joseph, Lord. Give him strength and courage, Lord, to do that which he's been called to do, Father. And Lord, we just lift him up to you. And Father, just pray, God, that your word be fulfilled in him and through your bride, Lord. Grant it, Father. We love you with all our hearts. And I pray this in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the Lord richly bless you. The deacons will be by to dismiss you for foot washing. God bless you and be with you.